but a preacher's just been taught how to handle things and not taught the Bible by the letter, he's all right. I sent you that little book I gave you.
Right.
Now, buddy, that little book is it. And, well, it says the same one. It ain't made just like. And in my book right there is it. This here little book right here is it. Inspired. It's been inspired. These books have been inspired. Right. And the Bible backs them up. If you find something like that, you got it.
I was just wondering if you'd ever heard people use the expression, well, he's just a jackleg preacher.
Yeah, just a jackleg. He's just a jackleg old preacher, yeah. Yes. Just like reading your Bible. Some of them read the Bible because they can read it. Some of them read it for an argument. Some of them read it just boast on it because I read my Bible through so many times and everything. But yet, in it all, they don't live the life. They don't put up the life. It's life that counts. And you may read to them, the old saying is, you turn black the face, and if you don't live the life, well, it's no good. Well, this preacher preaches, and he don't put up the life, I don't want him, I don't like him. I mean, he's no good all the way. You get good out of it, but he ain't no good all the way if you can't put up the life. And I've known them to take the Bible under their arm and get on the highway and thumb a ride. And heard of them put the pistol in the man's side and taking his car. All right.
Goodness.
All right. Well, you can use the Bible in many ways. Oh, I'm sorry.
Kept on.
And I use the Bible in many ways and be an enemy, in other words. To hide your meanness behind. Well, the Bible really is called a tree. Really. Could be summed out.
Can you have a jackleg anything else, like a lawyer or a carpenter or?
Jackleg or a carpenter? Yeah, I've heard that a lot. Just a jackleg or a carpenter. He is and he ain't. In other words, he can do some, but he can't do it all. He's just a jackleg.
Ever heard of a shade tree?
Yeah. Shade tree.
What would a shade tree be, a mechanic or?
Well, I wouldn't know just exactly.
But you have heard of that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say, in the Civil War, you know, Robert E. Lee, his rank in the Army, he was, you remember what he was? He was pretty high up.
Yeah, he was overseer. He was a commander.
A general?
General commander, yeah.
Do you ever see this old gentleman who advertises Kentucky Fried Chicken, wears the white suit, and he's got a little white beard and mustache? Do you remember what his name was?
No, I forgot about that. I heard that here a while back, but I forgot it.
You call him the Colonel?
Colonel? Is that what it
is? Colonel.
Yeah, Colonel, yeah. Well, it's Colonels in War, you know, it's called Colonel.
Right.
Yeah.
What about the man who presides over the county court? He's the
superintendent, or justice, or
he's the
circuit court manager,
or the
judge, yeah.
Okay. And a person who goes to school to study, he's a
citizen,
or a student,
a student.
And a woman who, you know, does typing and filing and takes care of the boss's mail, she's a
ethnographer.
Yeah. What about a woman who's on the stage? You would call her an actor, but she's a...
Oh, let's see. I don't know that. I'm not an actor, but I got that.
Actor?